When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 16th of November, 2012. Estás escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark and I'm your host for this show. This week we join Alba on the streets of Barcelona where she's asking the question, ¿De qué pasarías horas hablando? What would you spend hours talking about? We will be talking to Laura, who has another interesting frase idiomática de la semana for us. And we'll join JP and Nayeli, who'll answer listener Emily's question on using the subjunctive in the past. All this and more coming up in this week's edition of...
Coffee Break Español!
Bueno, esta semana tenemos mucho que hacer. Entonces vamos a empezar ya con la pregunta del día. Hola, Alba. Dinos, ¿qué estamos preguntando hoy?
Nuestra pregunta de hoy es, ¿de qué pasarías horas hablando?
So, Alba's question this week, ¿de qué pasarías horas hablando? Literally, ¿of what would you spend hours talking? What would you spend hours talking about? Let's listen to our interviewees and see what they would spend hours talking about.
De filosofía, de urbanismo y de diseño.
¿De qué me pasaría horas hablando? Pues seguramente de las cosas que me gusta hacer, ya sean familia o yo solo. Haciendo deporte, yendo a la playa, que me encanta, escuchando música. Sí, en líneas generales todo eso.
¿De qué? Pues probablemente me pasaría hablando horas de política, sin llegar a ningún tipo de acuerdo. Pero bueno, lo hablaría.
Pues nos pasaríamos horas hablando seguramente de viajes.
Sí.
Y este año pues nos vamos a quedar con las ganas de hacer algún viaje bonito, pero nos gusta mucho viajar.
So there we've heard four different answers. We'll go back through these now and consider them in more detail. Let's begin with our first interviewee. He's answering the question, ¿de qué pasarías horas hablando?
De filosofía, de urbanismo y de diseño.
So three words there. De filosofía, philosophy. The second one was a little less common. Urbanismo. Urbanismo is town planning. And the third thing that he mentioned was diseño, design. So, obviously, this person is into town planning and design. And, of course, philosophy. Filosofía también. Let's listen to our second interviewee.
¿De qué me pasaría horas hablando?
Pues seguramente de las cosas que me gusta hacer. Ya sean familia o yo solo. Haciendo deporte, yendo a la playa, que me encanta. Escuchando música. Sí, en líneas generales todo eso.
He begins by saying, seguramente, de las cosas que me gusta hacer. Surely, seguramente, de las cosas que me gusta hacer. Of the things which I like to do. So, to begin with, I'd spend hours talking about the things that I like to do.
Pues seguramente de las cosas que me gusta hacer. Ya sean familia o yo solo.
So I talk about the things I like to do, whether in my family, as a family, or on my own. Let's listen on to see what these things are. He mentions three different activities. Have a listen and see if you can identify them.
Haciendo deporte, yendo a la playa que me encanta, escuchando música.
So there are three activities he mentions here: doing sport, going to the beach, and listening to music.
Sí, en líneas generales todo eso.
So, yeah, all that kind of thing in general. Let's listen to our next interviewee.
¿De qué? Pues probablemente me pasaría hablando horas de política, sin llegar a ningún tipo de acuerdo. Pero bueno, lo hablaría.
Have a listen to this again and see if you can identify what he's talking about. He mentions la política, but he also says some other things.
¿De qué? Pues probablemente me pasaría hablando horas de política, sin llegar a ningún tipo de acuerdo. Pero bueno, lo hablaría.
He would spend hours talking about politics. So he would talk about politics, even if he doesn't end up arriving at an agreement about the topic with his conversation partner. Okay, let's listen to our final responses.
Pues nos pasaríamos horas hablando seguramente de viajes.
Sí.
Y este año pues nos vamos a quedar con las ganas de hacer algún viaje bonito, pero nos gusta mucho viajar.
Now, if you're using the premium version of the course, then you'll have watched the video in which this particular couple is interviewed, and they are holding in their arms a newborn baby. So that has a role to play in what they say in their answer. They mention one particular word, viajes. I'm sure you know what that is. Journeys, travels, trips. Listen again and see if you can understand what they say.
Pues nos pasaríamos horas hablando seguramente de viajes.
Sí.
Y este año pues nos vamos a quedar con las ganas de hacer algún viaje bonito, pero nos gusta mucho viajar.
So as new parents, going on the journey that they would like to do might be a bit more difficult. Nonetheless, they really like traveling, and that's what they would spend hours talking about. Let's listen one more time to all four responses.
Nuestra pregunta de hoy es, ¿de qué pasarías horas hablando?
De filosofía, de urbanismo y de diseño.
¿De qué me pasaría horas hablando? Pues seguramente de las cosas que me gusta hacer, ya sean familia o yo solo. Haciendo deporte, yendo a la playa que me encanta, escuchando música. Sí, en líneas generales todo eso.
¿De qué? Pues probablemente me pasaría hablando horas de política, sin llegar a ningún tipo de acuerdo. Pero bueno, lo hablaría.
Pues nos pasaríamos horas hablando seguramente de viajes.
Sí.
Y este año pues nos vamos a quedar con las ganas de hacer algún viaje bonito, pero nos gusta mucho viajar.
Hemos hablado tanto hoy que ya está. Volvemos contigo al estudio, Marc.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Es el momento de pasar a la frase idiomática de la semana. Y entonces vamos a decir hola a Laura.
Hola, Mark. Hola, amigos.
¿Qué tal estás?
Muy bien. Estamos muy bien.
Entonces, ¿qué frase tienes para nosotros hoy?
Hoy te traigo, se me ha ido el santo al cielo.
Así que en inglés diríamos...
The saint.
El santo.
Has gone off to the sky.
The saint has gone off to the sky. El santo se ha ido al cielo. Pero la versión tradicional de la frase...
Se me ha ido el santo al cielo.
Entonces, ¿nos puedes explicar cómo se utilizaría esta frase?
Sí, te pongo un ejemplo. Ayer quedé con mi amiga, pero llegué tarde porque estuve en casa haciendo cosas. Y empecé a hacer una cosa, y luego otra, y luego otra, y perdí la noción del tiempo. Y cuando quise acordarme, ya era la hora con la que había quedado. Y fui corriendo, y llegué tarde porque se me fue el santo al cielo.
Se te fue el santo al cielo. Entonces, you completely lost track of time.
Yes. Se me ha ido el santo al cielo.
Ok. ¿Y hay otra situación en la cual podríamos utilizar esta frase?
Sí, hay otro aspecto que puede dar significado a esta frase y es cuando estás hablando con alguien y completamente pierdes el tema del que estás hablando. Te quedas en blanco y no sabes, no recuperas la conversación. Se te ha ido de nuevo el santo al cielo.
Entonces, se puede decir también... Me he quedado en blanco, quedarse en blanco.
Sí.
It's like for your mind to go blank. My mind went blank.
Exactly.
Me he quedado en blanco.
Uh-huh.
Y utilizando esta nueva frase de la semana, se me ha
ido el santo al cielo.
Se me ha ido el santo al cielo.
Uh-huh.
So let's think about this grammatically for a moment. Se me ha ido. We're using irse, mm-hmm. which means to go off, to leave in a sense.
Yes.
And se me ha ido, we're in the perfect tense here, and because it's a reflexive verb, se me ha ido, el santo se ha ido, the saint went off, and it went off from me, and that's where the me comes from. Se me ha ido el santo al cielo.
Sí. Se te ha ido a ti porque tú eres quien ha perdido el hilo.
Exacto. Pues muchas gracias.
A vosotros.
Coffee Break Español. And in the final section of this week's show, let's head over to Seattle and find out what JP and Nayeli have for us today. And I believe we have an interesting question from listener Emily.
We do indeed. Everyone, this is JP, and I'm here with this week's Q&A Spanish for Coffee Break Spanish Magazine. And as always, I'm here with the lovely and talented Nayeli. Hola, Nayeli.
Hola, JP. ¿Cómo estás?
Estoy bien, gracias. Here we have a question from Emily.
Emily is wondering about the subjunctive.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
So she wants to know how we use the subjunctive when referring to a past situation, but the first part is in the present. For example, I hope you had fun last night. She needs help.
She does.
She does.
I hope you had fun last night. Well, Emily, there's two parts to this subjunctive sentence, and I'm glad that you recognize that this sentence needed the subjunctive. You probably heard yourself say, I hope that, espero que, and you wanted to know how to finish it, knowing that it's going to be in the subjunctive. Now here, the first part of the sentence is in the present, espero que. When we have the first part in the present and the relative action is in the past, we're going to use what's called the present perfect subjunctive. And we make the present perfect subjunctive with the verb haber in the present subjunctive plus the past participle. So the verb for to have fun is pasarlo bien. Since we're going to use the past participle, that would be pasado, pasado. So, Nayeli, how would we combine that with haber to say, I hope you had fun last night?
Espero que lo hayas pasado bien.
Okay, espero que lo hayas pasado bien. Now there you hear the verb haber in the present subjunctive. Hayas plus the verb
pasar.
Plus the verb pasar in the past participle, pasado.
The other way we could do it, JP, is espero que te hayas divertido.
Oh, I hope that you had fun. And there we're using the verb divertirse.
And we're still using haya.
Right, that's the present perfect subjunctive. Emily, I hope that answers your question. And if you or anyone else that's listening to us has questions, please send them to us. You can find our contact information at our website, which is Q&Aspanish.com, or just follow the links on the Radiolingua website. Thank you, Emily, for this week's question. Now it's time to go back to Mark for the rest of this week's show.
And that is almost where we're going to leave it for this episode of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. Don't forget that we are currently in the running for a European Podcast Award. And that means that you can show your support for Coffee Break Spanish, or indeed Coffee Break French, over at the European Podcast Award website. Now, we don't particularly like asking you for your vote, but nonetheless, lots of other podcasters are doing so. So we would like you to go over to the European Podcast Award website and vote for Coffee Break Spanish, or indeed Coffee Break French if you prefer. To find out more about this, and indeed to get the links for voting, head over to radiolingua.com/EPA. That's E for European, P for podcast, and A for award. radiolingua.com/EPA. And that's where we'll leave you for this week. Ya está por hoy. Estaremos de vuelta muy pronto. Muchas gracias. Hasta la próxima. Coffee Break Español. You've been listening to the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. We also have a members version, and this gives you access to additional materials. First of all, there's an extended version of this audio program, which features full explanations of everything that was contained in the interviews in our Pregunta del Día section. You also get to view the video version of these interviews, featuring Alba on the streets of Barcelona. And of course, we provide a full transcript with extra explanations and additional vocabulary in our lesson notes. You can find out lots more about these additional materials at our website at radiolingua.com/CBSMag. That's CBS for Coffee Break Spanish and MAG, M-A-G, for magazine. So that's radiolingua.com/CBSMag. And if you watch the video on that page, you'll also get access to a special coupon code to allow you to get 10% off these materials. This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.